How are you?
Doing good, man.
Yeah, yeah. So what's new in the world of how do you say it's Armageddon?
Yeah. Okay. Armageddon.
Yeah, yeah. So what's new in your world?
Everything good. I'm very excited for the upcoming shows. So I'm really putting on a show, man.
Awesome, awesome. Now, as far as performances go, how often do you perform? Is it consistent, or is it, hit or miss here and there, or how does it work?
What was that?
As far as the shows go, do you do a lot of shows on a regular basis, or is it more of quality versus quantity?
Yeah, I try to do as much shows as I can. Right now, I'm playing LA Burning Fest on November 18, and I'm also playing in Anaheim on November 18. Try to book as much as I can.
And living in that area, do you find the musical climate to be accepting to your style of metal, or is it...
Yeah, absolutely. You know, all this image and this persona has had a great response from the people. You know, I've always said that I am the Armageddon greatest fan. So I try to do things as a fan. You know, if you love what you do, then people... we'll love it too, because you're doing things with your heart and you believe in what you're doing.
Right, right. So you basically are performing and creating music from things that you did not see, like that were not around, so you kind of, or parts of bands that you like enough to put like together, like a whole band, you know.
You know, when I was a little kid, when I was like 11 or 12 years old, I grew up with this fascination to sci-fi, comic books, horror movies. So Armageddon is a character I never saw before, and I always wanted to be. So I came up with this heavy metal hero, you know, so... Armageddon is who I really am.
Nice, nice. And how did you find the other musicians that you perform with?
Well, I try to share my vision with other musicians. I really have a killer band. They understand the way I want things to be done. So we really understand each other on and off stage. So they're great.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean the music is really good. And the image, the imagery obviously is also equally good. So the combination really sets you apart, which is hard to do nowadays.
I think that most of the time people listen with their eyes, you know. So I think that good music, it's something that a lot of artists always take for granted, you know. For me, it is very important, the combination between great music and a great show. So that's what Armageddon is all about. I try to put on a great show, a high impact show, but also great music.
Right, right. And how has the response been to the music, worldwide? Do you get fans from around the world contacting you and getting your music out
there? So far, so good. You know, I grew up listening to all these great hard rock bands, such as Bon Jovi, Def Leppard, Kiss, Alice Cooper, and I wanted to play something like them, but make it my own. So, I love a big drum sound, shredded guitars, melodic keyboards. So that's pretty much what Armageddon music is all about.
Right, right. And so for the future, going forward, like where do you see you taking this idea? How would you move it forward?
I want to take Armageddon to every corner in the world. I want to spread the word. I want to take Armageddon everywhere I can. Fortunately, people response has been great. So I want to keep going. I want to play as much as I can so we can keep moving forward.
And do you handle a lot of the so do you a lot of the social media, or is it someone else like within the band that does that?
No, I manage every social media page myself. I believe in doing a lot of things myself because at the end of the day, Armageddon is my project. So I think nobody's gonna take care of your stuff better than you. So I take care of most of the things myself.
Right. And do you find that, I mean, obviously in today's musical world, you need to have a social media presence, but do you find that it distracts from the music creation, or is it just another part?
Well, that's a good question, because social media for me is like a double bladed weapon, because of course social media can help to get to different countries and around the world. But also, social media can be very confusing, because there's a huge difference between a real musician and a guy who thinks he can sing and just post it online,
Right.
So I think social media can help a lot, but it also may confuse a lot of people.
Right. And do you find that, like, with the imagery, when you guys approach the stage, do you find that some of the audience members that may not be aware of the band, that you win them over with the music as well as the imagery? Or, I mean, how has the response been to the overall package?
So far, so good. I've always said to see Armageddon live, it's an experience. It's not enough to just listen to the music. You have to see it. And people response to the image and the music has been great because I'm putting on a killer show with smoke bombs and pyro and I really care a lot about the show. People pay for a ticket, so they deserve something great if they're paying for it.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, and obviously the music is awesome as well. When you first put the idea of the project together, how did you put everything together? Like, what started this whole thing?
Well, first I was kind of afraid because in the beginning I was the only one who understood what Armageddon was. When I talked to other people about what I wanted, the way I want things to be done, this heavy metal god persona. People really thought it was kind of weird, but in first place, a lot of people laughed at me. But when they saw Armageddon singing live and the whole thing and the music, nobody was laughing. So again, people response was great. It was a bit hard in the beginning. But right now, things are going pretty good.
Awesome. And you have merch, because the whole imagery really is something, it appears to be something that would work really well on like a merchandising scale. Do you have that?
I have. The first wave of merchandise is going to be available in my shows in Los Angeles and in Anaheim. So if you're going to be there, make sure you you grab your Armageddon merch, because it's something really special. I worked really hard on the merchandise, so I think that you're going to love it. So be one of the first to have the official Armageddon merchandise. We have three t-shirt models, three t-shirt designs. So I think you're really gonna dig it.
Nice, nice. Now, do you also create? You know, obviously, you've got the persona. Is there like a storyline that you write? That, because it almost lends itself to a, like a comic book or a book idea. You know, do you have that?
Yeah. You know, Armageddon is this larger than life God, this almighty being, you know. So my intro on every show is, in the beginning, there was only him. Out of nothing, with his great and terrible power, he created all of existence. And when the time arrives, he shall return. And he shall sing the song that will destroy it all.
I lost you there for a minute. You there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the signal kind of broke up. But all right, so do you have like everything like kind of written down? I mean, do you foresee yourself as releasing like maybe a book or comic book form, maybe as part of the merch?
Yeah, I'd love to put the whole story on a comic book, or maybe different kind of stories, because definitely Armageddon is much more than just a singer. I want it to be more than just a singer, and I want it to be this larger than life character, this almighty being. So for sure there's gonna be a comic book and a lot more of merchandising.
Nice. And who, as far as like movies and even comic books, who would be your among your favorites?
What was that?
Oh, as far as like comic books or even, you know, movies, which ones would be your favorites?
Well, like I said before, I grew up with this fascination to comic books and fantasy and horror movies. So I love Trick or Treat. I love Nightmare on Elm Street. I love Hellraiser. So I took ideas from all those films and combined them. So that's what Armageddon is all about. It's pretty much the combination of everything that I love.
Good. So, what's the strangest thing that you've ever experienced on stage?
Well, I have experienced some real strange things. You know, some people in the last shows, a lot of people really get this fascination because of the armor and the mask. You know, so you would be surprised for the things a lot of people ask me.
I mean, you must get like a pretty loyal following that wants to know more about what's going on, you know, beyond, you know, the stage. Do you find that to be not annoying, but Are you like a public person that you come out and talk to people at the end of a show, or do you just pull back and let them wonder what's going on and leave them for next time?
Well, I try to be with people as much as I can, but you know, I try to keep the mystery and all of this mystique around the character. You know, I try to keep that as much as I can, and I do public what I think that I should do public. You know, so I try to keep this persona, I try to keep the mystique, and I want to keep all the mystery around.
Right. I mean, it must be cool in a way to be able to kind of remove the mask and the costume and just kind of filter into the regular audience and just kind of hear what people are saying without them knowing.
Yeah, definitely. It's really, I really like to take off the armor, take off the mask, and then get into the audience and listen what people thought about the show. Because in some way, for me, it's the best feedback ever, you know? So I try to be up to the expectations of the people. So in every chance I have, I really like to take off the mask, take off the armor and stuff, and listen to what the people think about the show, about Armageddon, and what they expect.
And when it comes to recording and creating, do you find it easy to do, or is it a labor of love as far as the actual recording process?
You know, I love to write music. I love to be in studio, but I must say that I am a control freak. So when I'm recording, I want things to be perfect. And I can be in the studio again and again and again, and recording it takes and takes and takes until I like what I'm doing. So I'm really a control freak, and I really want things to be perfect and just the way I pictured them before.
Right. And do you find that the band is accepting of this, or is there? I mean, do you guys all get along? I mean, how does the dynamic of the band play out?
Yeah, we get along because they really understand the way I want things to be done. They really understand what I expect from them. So they also want to be up to my expectations, and they play the best they can. So for me, it's really cool to work with people who shares my vision and who shares the way I want Armageddon to sound.
Right. I was looking for some live performances on YouTube. I didn't come across any yet, but so I don't have a visual of how the band operates on stage with you. Are they in gear as well, or is it just you and then there's them? How does that work live?
Yeah, my band is part of the Armageddon concept. You know, my band, they're called the Acolytes of Armageddon. They're an order of warriors who accompany Armageddon on his cosmic journey. So they're my sidekicks. They're always there for me. And of course, they're in full gear. There are some pictures of them also in social media.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely gonna check that out, because it's fascinating to me that because I've listened to the music, and to know that there is such a an event when you guys perform with the costume and the mask and the persona,
yeah,
it really would help to visualize all that if I could see it.
There are a lot of live pictures on my social media, and also there are some videos yet to be uploaded.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah,
as far as, obviously you want to take this project as far as you can go, you know, worldwide. I mean, would you be open to traveling to the festivals in Europe and places like that?
yeah, of course, I want to take, or Magellan, and I want to take this as far as I can. You know, first, I'd like to tour the U.S., then I'd like to go to Asia and Europe, because I think that our Magellan is something worth to share with the world. So I'm willing to go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the imagery, especially in the Asian market, Japan, I think would really work well. And even Europe, there are some bands that will have like some sort of costume on. Like Gloryhammer has the, you know, the different characters in the band. And what would you say would be the one of the bands that's around now that you would like to tour with if you had the chance?
Well, of course, there are a lot of bands touring right now that I really respect, but I would say that Ghost is one of them. Merciful Fate, for sure. And, of course, I would love to tour with some legends like Kiss or Motley Crue or Def Leppard. That would be a dream come true. But speaking about bands that are touring right now, kind of new bands, I would say Ghost, definitely.
Yeah, Ghost seems to, I mean, the music, so a lot of times the imagery transcends the music. The music is great, but the imagery of the bands and the you know, performers, and it just transcends what's going on musically, which...
Yeah, they're really good, and I think that they're really right up my alley.
Yeah, yeah. They also have like a tongue-in-cheek kind of sense of humor, which is good, because a lot of metal bands or heavy rock bands are way too serious all the time, you know.
Yeah, you know, I try to be serious. I try to be serious because... when I thought about our Magellan and this larger-than-life persona and this kind of a heavy metal almighty God, I wanted things to be serious. You know, I don't like to be joking around and right. Speaking a lot when I'm on stage, because at the end of the day, people pay ticket to see a show, not to see a stand-up comedy or something like that. So I try to be serious. And I try to be respectful to what the people pay for.
Right. Is there anything that you would not write about or sing about as far, you know, lyrically? Are there any subjects that you would not touch?
Oh, definitely. Politics.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't like to talk about politics because I'm an artist, you know, so politics is not something I'd like to write about or to talk about.
Right. I don't think it would really fit with the persona.
Yeah, because, well, honestly, people don't give a shit about what I think about politics, you know, so... I try to do my thing.
Right, right. Do you find that like bands that do talk about politics are that you're okay with it because it's them, or is it something that you feel like maybe musicians should stay out of?
I think it's something very it's kind of dangerous, you know, because when you are a public figure, a lot of people listen what you say and listen what you think. So you have to be very careful about what you say in public, you know. And I think politics, it's a very dangerous topic, you know. So I think public figures must keep behind the line on what they say about politics and sensitive issues, you know. So I try to not talk about that kind of topics.
Right. And so as a musician, what has been, this is like a two-part question, so what's been the most rewarding thing about being a musician, and what has been the most disappointing thing about being a musician?
Well, the most rewarding is the response of the people, you know, because Armageddon, it's my dream since I was 11 years old, you know. And when you realize that people are actually liking what you're doing, what you imagine as a child, that's one of the best sensations I could ever have. And I'm still having every day, so I'm really grateful for that. And about disappointing experiences as well, I think that when you are in music business, you sometimes get to know all kinds of people, good people, bad people. So I think that I have been disappointed by some people.
Okay. So when you hear music, whether it's your own music or other music, other bands, what in your ears is the basis for like a great song? What first catches your ear?
Well, for me, it's very important the melody of the song. No matter how good the lyrics are, if I don't like the music, I won't like the whole song. So for me, it's very important to have good music, good melody. For me, that's the most important thing in a song. Actually, when I write music, music is the first thing that I write. I write music before the lyrics. So if there is no good music, no matter how good the lyrics are, I'm not gonna like the song.
Okay. So you write your lyrics after you hear the music, or do you keep like a running notebook full of song ideas? How do you create?
I do. Yeah, every day I am with a little voice recorder. So when I come up with an idea, I can record it, so I can work on it later.
Okay, and then you take it to the rest of the guys in the band and present to them. I mean, how does it work? Or do you?
Yeah, I try to come up with ideas every day, but when I show the song to my band, it's when I have the full song. I don't like to show halfway ideas, you know. So I try to show them the song once it's done.
Okay, and do you find that sometimes a song changes once they have it, or do you just strictly say, okay, this is how it is, and we're going to leave it that way?
Oh, yeah, I'm always open to the suggestions. You know, I'm always open to their suggestions, because they're also great musicians, and they also have very good ideas. So once I have the full song, we work together on the arrangements or the structure.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to do this, and I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing you guys, tour the East Coast at some point.
Yeah, for sure. There are a lot of plans, so I hope to be touring East Coast and all the U.S. next year. There are plans for Texas. There are plans for Massachusetts, or There are going to be a lot of shows next year for sure, and I'm looking forward.
Awesome. All right. Well, I appreciate this. I'm going to I'll send you a link to the write up, and then I'll send one to Ben at Online Promotions, and I'll promote you as much as I can.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. This was really great, and I really appreciate the opportunity and your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Yep. Have a good night.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Bye.